from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Add WFAN to your contacts to talk New York sports with us at 888-808-1019. Powered by AT&T Business.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
Good Saturday morning. It is 2:02 on the Fan. Pete Hoff with you till 6 a.m. when Richard Neer takes over. 888-808-1019. And news alert. The New York Yankees are the best team in baseball. Heard rumors about 10,000 wins. It seems light for them. I don't know. That seems a little bit like a light number. Regardless, the New York Yankees continue to steamroll teams. First to 50 wins, 50-22. But let me tell you something. We have seen this story so many times, year in, year out. And I'm going to tell you right now, this is great. Have a special season. Have 110 wins. Go for it. Try to break records, whatever the case is. Aaron Judge can go for another 62 home runs. Juan Soto can win a triple crown, whatever the case is. Luis Gil can be a comeback player of the year, you know, or Cy Young or whatever it is. If you don't win the World Series, it means nothing. And I hate to put the pressure on the Yankees, but it's that time. It's this time for this franchise to make that step. Last week I told you Pete Alonso should be the number one guy that the Yankees should be zoning in on. Now that the Mets have been winning, maybe that's not so much a reality if the Mets decide not to trade anybody at the deadline, but still far away from that. But the Yankees cannot sit and be stale. The Yankees cannot just say, look how good we are. We don't need help. We don't need to get better. This, when you have a window like this, when you see a team that's dominating as much as the Yankees are day in and day out, you cannot sit back. You cannot relax. You cannot say, you know what? Can't wait to get to the playoffs. Can't wait to get to the playoffs, have the number one seed, you know, get the first round bye and go from there. You need to go all in. You need to go full kill mode, full beast mode, whatever it is you want to call it. You cannot put the feet up and be relaxed. You never know now in sports. You never know when you're going to have the opportunity again. And this team is special. You're going to talk about the three-headed. As soon as Gerrit Cole comes back, who he had another rehab game the other day. He looked great. He's going to be back soon. It's going to be Gerrit Cole. It's going to be Carlos Rodon. It's going to be Luis Gil, the three-headed monster. But guess what? In the playoffs, if they get smoked or if they put up zeros and the offense puts up zeros and they can't win a World Series, all of it means absolutely nothing. So this is fun. Enjoy yourself as a Yankee fan. But haven't you been there before? Hasn't this been the norm? Hasn't this always been the talk of the Yankees? Is that the Yankees always are great in the regular season. And then come to the playoff time. Come playoff time. They turn into a shell of themselves. The players that during the regular season showed up are no longer there. They're non-existent. So it's nice right now, but there's still a long season and there still needs to be improvements. Do not take note of all these other teams that you've seen. The Rangers, the Knicks, this past postseason between both of them, they did not go for the kill. They didn't go for the best player available. They didn't try. Obviously, they said, let's wait. Knicks are trying to figure out when to make that big splash, when to bring in the next big piece to the puzzle. The Rangers with cap hell, they could only do so much, right? They didn't go for Jake Gensel because it just was impossible. But the Yankees, they have an opportunity. They have an opportunity. And Brian Cashman, who someone I trust very much, year in and year out, he seems to always get it. Brian Cashman cannot miss on this one because it is in the Yankees' hands again. There is minimal competition. And this doesn't just go for the American League. It goes for entire baseball. Baseball is at a low right now. If you look up and down the league, offensive numbers are very, very embarrassing and low. You want to sit there and pick on Gleyber Torres. You want to sit and pick on Anthony Rizzo. You want to sit and pick on DJ LeMahieu that their numbers are nothing to write home about and they're really struggling right now. Well, guess what? Go throughout the entire league. It's everybody. It's not just Torres. It's not just Rizzo. It's not just DJ LeMahieu. The whole league is down. It's a very mediocre league. It's probably less than mediocre because you got like five top-heavy teams and the rest is a bunch of crap, which is why the Yankees need to go out and just completely find way, be the George Steinbrenner Yankees. Hate to say that because we were trying to move on from it. You know, we know that Hal's in charge and Hal's not his dad. And, you know, George still kind of screwed things up back in the day, too, even when it was the George Steinbrenner Yankees. But you want to know what? This is the year to go full George. It's not about Hal. It's not going all Hal. It's go all George. Bring it back. Listen, not for nothing. If there is a superstar that is close to, you know, on a team that's sinking, go get him. Nolan Arenado with the Cardinals. That team is a waste right now. Between Paul Goldschmidt, and Paul Goldschmidt was on this crazy streak of getting on base. His numbers are still awful. I don't think he's still seen OPS of 700, which, by the way, that's the league average. The OPS is stat that means everything to everybody now. The league average is 700 OPS. Supposed to be 800 is like a really good OPS. That's where you're like, okay, you're a good player. 800 above. Nobody's 800. Besides like two guys. And guess what? It's Aaron Judge and Juan Soto. But the point is that the league is so bad this year. It's the Yankees for the taking.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
So go out there and find players that can easily. You don't need to get rid of Anthony Rizzo. You don't need to get rid of Gleyber Torres. You don't even need to get rid of DJ LeMahieu. You push him to the bench. You can make trades, sell, you know, trade off some prospects, make a small splash here or there, because none of these guys are going to be going for much. Again, you're going to be eating contracts. Maybe it's a one-year deal, so you don't even have much of commitment to them. Again, that's why I suggested Pete Alonso last week, because it makes so much sense. If the Mets are sellers, Pete Alonso. Hello, Yankees. Why not bring in a power hitter? By the way, he's up there at home runs, and his OPS, I know, is not great, but it's closer to 800 than most other guys. And that's with him struggling the past couple weeks, or the past week or so, I should say. 888-808-1019. That's 888-808-1019. Pete Hoffman with you on the Fan till 6. You can always hit me up at Hoff, WFAN, on social media. So, yeah, the Yankees, again, demolishing the Red Sox. And Alex Verdugo with a huge game as he returns to Boston, which is nice. He's been a really, really huge pickup by the Yankees. Juan Soto's been a huge pickup, obviously. Aaron Judge having a great season. But you look up and down this Yankee team. Caleb Ferguson had a really good night in the bullpen. You know, faced four batters, struck out four batters. That's what you know from Caleb Ferguson. So Cashman's getting there. I mean, freaking Michael Tonkin is looking like a stud. But that's what Cashman does. He always finds a way to bring in players that fit this team. But he can't stop now. He can't stop at this moment. He can't stop at 50 wins and say, hey, listen, I built a hell of a team. We always trusted in Luis Gil. We trusted in Nestor Cortez. We got Carlos Rodon. It was a year, you know, after the fact. But he's here. This is the guy that we wanted. Once Gerrit Cole's ready, we're going to be good to go with our pitching staff. It can't be that way. I'm sorry. You got to always try to get better. When you have an opportunity to bring in a guy that's hungry, bring in a guy that wants to. And listen, clearly this team is hungry. They got 50 wins. So it's not like they're just sitting back and being like, okay, whatever, We'll just go through a long season. No, they want to win every game. But it doesn't just stop in the regular season, and that's always been the problem with the Yankees for the past 15 years. 2009, last time they went to the World Series. That's it. That was the last time, and they won, thankfully, but that's it. One time in the past 15. It's not good enough. It's not good enough. And I sit there and say, baseball is less than mediocre around the league, but that doesn't mean in the playoffs, teams that are the good ones can't beat you, can't find a way to improve, can't find a way to shut you down. Again, Astros, no one that right now thinks that the Astros are going to be sitting there in the playoffs anytime soon, but they're saying they want to be buyers at the trade deadline. Sounds familiar. The Mets think that they're going to be a playoff team. But the point is that if you run into a team like the Astros who have been there before and have continuously shut you down in the playoffs, you don't want to run into them in the playoffs and be a so-so team. And be the same team that you are right now. You want to be a juggernaut. You want to go to your bench and not listen. Trent Grisham had an excellent home run the other day, a huge home run, a big time home run. Even though the crowd was cheering for Juan Soto, rooting for Juan Soto, wanted to see Juan Soto show up. Trent Grisham had a huge home run, but that's not going to be. That's like the outlier. Well, he ran into one, thankfully, but that's not who Trent Grisham really is. Maybe in the playoffs he actually kind of is, because we've seen him destroy other teams locally in the playoffs. But that being said, Trent Grisham's not the guy. I'd prefer seeing other veterans come off the bench in those spots. Other guys that I know can get a big hit, can get a big home run. Trent Grisham is not that guy. But he's here right now. How long can that last? 888-808-1019. Again, 888-808-1019. Get the phones. Hit me up at Hoff WFAN. Let's open it up to Roscoe in Brooklyn. Roscoe, what's up?
Hoff, so you're starting your segment by saying that the league is mediocre, right? The league is mediocre, correct?
It is, yes. It is.
It is. And the Yankees are what? They're just what? We're mediocre. We're a mediocre team?
No. Roscoe, did you hear?
We're flawed when we get to the playoffs.
You are.
But we're talking about, we're 50 Roscoe, games into the season.
Roscoe, did you? No, you're more than 50 games. You're 72. Did you hear what I said? They're the best team in baseball.
If you let me finish.
No, because you, Roscoe, can I tell you why? No, I can't let you finish because you want to know why? Because you totally butchered everything I said in the first 15 minutes of the show. That's why. So if you want to listen, Roscoe,
the league is mediocre.
It is. I never said that. Exactly. The league is less than mediocre. The league is less than mediocre, Roscoe.
It's so mediocre.
Roscoe, shut up and listen. You're not even listening. You hear 3 seconds of what I said. Roscoe, you are so. Are you kidding me right now? Roscoe, you are so stupid. I can't even believe it, Roscoe. How dumb are you, bro? You don't. Listen, if you want to come on here and yell at me, that's totally fine. But listen to what I said. Yes, the league as a whole is less than mediocre. I'm not saying the Yankees are bad. They got 50 wins. I said they're great. They're a juggernaut. I started touting how unbelievable they're going to be. Aaron Judge is going to break more records. You got a triple monster with freaking Luis Gil, Carlos Rodon. Once Gerrit Cole comes back, they're going to be freaking believable. But you're sitting here and hearing what you want to hear. Totally fine. But that's not my fault. That's yours. Listen to what I'm saying. Baseball sucks right now. It's true, okay? It is just true. All I keep on hearing about is batting average doesn't mean crap anymore offensively. First of all, batting average is low too. Look around the league. It's awful. Look at but this guy, you got to look at his OPS because it's not about just hitting the ball. It's about getting on base and the slugging percentage. Well, guess what? Across the league, it is 50 points lower. 50 points lower than what it's supposed to be. 50 points lower. Think about it in batting average style. I know that's tough because nobody wants to listen about it. But in batting average, I know this is all stupid semantic numbers, whatever. If a high point was 300, but then it dipped to 250, isn't that freaking low? If it was 250 and went down to 200, isn't that freaking low? Well, it's supposed to be 750. That's where OPS is supposed to be. Now it's down to 700, actually 699 to be fair, okay? It's low. It sucks. Offense is very, very dull this year, okay? So don't sit here and say and take it as a personal shot that the Yankees are so good because the league sucks. No. I'm just saying that they're winning games. It's great. Baseball as a whole is just not what it once was. Teams are not as good as they once were. And my point is, the Yankees can't take this as we're this good. We are as good as everyone else in the league. And then walk into the playoffs and then go up against competition where you're going to find one or two other teams that are going to fight well, that in the playoffs they may play better than you. You have to find a way, trade deadline, to go above and beyond. That is what I'm saying. You want to fight me, Roscoe? Totally fine. But at least listen to what I'm saying. Don't take offense to the fact that I'm saying baseball's mediocre. That's not a shot at the Yankees. That's not. That's saying that they have good enough players. But what I am saying is they do still need to improve at certain levels. That they still have to improve at first base. We sit there and watch Anthony Rizzo missing balls that are usually typically picked up by the first baseman. Typically picked up by Anthony Rizzo, making easy plays. And he's missing them. And he's offensively not good. Do you want to walk in to the playoffs with Anthony Rizzo as your first baseman? I don't think so. That's what I'm saying. I think you should try to improve every which way. If you want to tell me Gleyber Torres has got to be gone, he's out of here. I think he's one of the better second basemen still out there in the league, offensively speaking. Defensively, I know he looks lackluster. He reminds you of Robinson Cano. I know it's not great. But look at him. Look, who else is replacing Gleyber Torres at second base and is going to be an upgrade? I could find you the upgrades at first base. I could find you the upgrades at third base. I don't know if I can find you many upgrades available at second base. I really don't. But regardless, if there are, bring them in. It doesn't make a difference where it's at. I'm talking about fixing the bench, making room that so Trent Grisham doesn't have to come up in a eighth or ninth inning spot. My God. Listen a little bit, Roscoe. I don't want to fight like that. I will. Because that's just stupid. That's just plain out stupid. Listen to people when they talk. Don't just pick a word and go, this is not social media. This is not X. This is not Twitter. Okay? Don't take things out of context. Jeez. At least do it like for, you know, give it an hour or so. And then call me back with that. 888-808-1019. 888-808-1019. Pete off with you on the Fan. Starting out with the Yankees, how they are that good, which is what I said from the get-go, if you listened. They are that good. But that doesn't mean they should be complacent. 888-808-1019. Pete off with you on the Fan. Hit me up at Hoff, WFAN.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.